I just want to take a minute and talk about the what the response was to part one and part two, and what you learned from the dialogue that you've had with everybody on the website.
Yeah, it's I can see, energy and especially the climate change aspects of energy are a pretty hot topic in a lot of places. And I don't I think as people learned when I got into the dialogue, I don't see it quite the same way. I think it's likely that climate change is happening, and that humans are a part of the cause, not the whole cause, but part of it. We're all arguing about it. And a lot of the arguments that I saw that came from various people and sometimes in the comments had to do with just arguing over whether it exists and if it does exist, whether humans are causing it. And it's an argument that's been going on for 40 years. And the fossil fuel industry started investing in disinformation around this stuff way back in the 1980s, because in the 1960s, they knew that this would become a problem.
So
ExxonMobil,
from where I
predicted it.
sit, what I see is humans are doing enormous environmental damage that is totally unnecessary.
They
And
are.
so I don't care. I just don't care about climate change. I want to see us stop the environmental damage, and I want to see us adopt a financial system which will automatically cause everybody to want to make money healing and ending the environmental damage. So to me, it's totally irrelevant whether it's climate change or environmental damage. We need to change. So,
Yeah, absolutely true.
right.
And what the rackets have got us doing right now and have had for some time now is arguing over whether it exists or not. It's like it doesn't matter. The damage is obvious, everywhere you look on the planet. And I don't care if it isn't climate change that's causing it, then please tell me what it is, because we need to know what it is and we need to do something about it. And as you say, we need to invest in that. And
Right.
people can make a good living. Well, the old saying about, when you're deep in a hole and you can't figure out how to get out, first stop digging. And we have to, so we're continuing to dig a hole here.
I know.
And there are a few things that are good resources. And these days, but it's a very, the good thing about this too is that most of this stuff, not everywhere, but most places, it's a pretty, the business you'll do business with to get these things done is a local business, and it's
Right.
owned by, local people,
Right.
and so that's a good thing, because it's
So
not.
here's one of the tricks that has really helped me the most. And that is most people look at the world and think, oh, this is not working, that is not working, blah, 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 blah. And they also think that what has been presented to you is, whether it's in school or college or by your neighbors or your parents taught you is what's efficient. You've assumed, okay, well, that is efficient. We've worked it out and this is optimized, right? The first thing you have to understand is no, it's efficient for the rackets, not for you. That's number one. And so you need to rethink everything from household cleaning products to, sort of what kind of car you drive, because you have to understand that this is not optimized for you. It's optimized for Mr. Global. That's number one. But the second thing is, you have to understand that no one else can do this but you. You're going to have to figure out the pathway that works for you because your circumstances are unique. And unfortunately, everything we've been taught, whether in home economics in high school or grade school, and what a lot of experts have taught us is, again, it's not what is in our best interest. We have to take responsibility to figure that out ourselves from scratch. And there's a lot we can do to help each other. That's why I believe in teaming up in circles and networks and working together. And that's part of what we're trying to do with Solari. But, we're out on the prairie and we have to rethink this all from scratch. And the economics are changing. Inflation means it's all changing.
Oh, it's well, and it's changed drastically since you and I were young. I mean, the society we lived in and what made sense back then has
Totally
changed
different now.
dramatically.
Right.
And so we have to stay current and keep up with it and know how to respond as they change. And because the rackets are not going to just lie down and only start responding.
Well, think about it. Every investment of your time and money is really, at this point, a political choice that makes a difference. And it can make a huge difference to you and your family.